This is episode number 2051 of the Who Cares News from Monday, September 13th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Humans are the only animals that can blush and perhaps the only species that can feel embarrassment.
Oh, how I wish more people would feel embarrassment these days.
A unique human expression, which happens when blood vessels in the face dilate when we're embarrassed. That's blushing. Yep. It's only been 44 years since France executed a criminal with the guillotine. 44 years. Only 44 years.
Only 44 years?
They executed.
When I've been alive, people, they were guillotined.
Yep. They executed a convicted murderer by chopping off his head in 1977 and then abolished the death penalty in 1981. And that's some random facts for today. Hey, it is time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Here I am.
Here you are.
You know, Ashton Kutcher is a cutie. He is. He's got cute little brown eyes.
Okay.
I always thought he was a cutie.
He's married to a cutie.
Yes.
Mila Kunis is the definition of the cutie. Yeah. No.
Okay. No, I'll wait and say that off. You're right. Yeah. She is a cutie. Ashton Kutcher's appearance on College Game Day was a bit of a...
College Game
Day? Wash.
Wow, they had him on College Game Day this week.
Well, because he's an alum of Iowa University.
Oh.
And so this past weekend, he traveled to Ames, Iowa.
Yeah.
For the ESPN College Game Day show to make his prediction for the upcoming Iowa versus Iowa State football game.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Great. I wonder who you picked.
Iowa.
To Iowa, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, some of his comments were more or less drowned out by Iowa State fans taunting him with repeated chants of, take a shower, take a shower, take a shower. Yeah, see, a bit of a wash. Yeah,
a bit of a wash. Da-da-dum.
So to recap.
Not really, because, you know, we know he doesn't take a shower. Take a shower. How rude, though. How rude are these fans? It's like, here is your, probably your biggest alum, you know, fame-wise.
Well, no. This is Iowa State.
Oh, Iowa State.
Yes.
Okay, my bad.
The rival.
I thought it was Iowa that was chanting that.
It may be some of them.
Okay, all right.
Right? So now, if you hadn't heard, I'm going to give you a little recap.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Ashton and wife Mila Kunis, they went on Dax Shepard's podcast and said they weren't super thorough about themselves or to your children.
Something but about the souls and holes.
Not everybody takes a shower every day.
I got that. But I mean, when it sounds like from what they said originally, it was like, well, you know, we don't use soap. We just like, you know, it's like,
no,
use a little soap. No, Ashton said something like he only washes his pits and his crotch.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, dude.
I think
you got
she said the same
things.
Thing. And then he'll rinse off
his
water.
I don't know, because that gets down to the, does she shave her pits or doesn't she? And that will really bum me out if she doesn't shave her pits.
All right, so what?
Sorry, no offense.
Moving on.
But.
Now, this sparked a lot of other celebs to side up with Ashton and Mila.
Yeah.
Including Dax and his wife, Kristen Bell.
Right, remember that.
Jake Gyllenhaal, Cardi B.
Yep.
And even The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, and Jason Momoa claim bad bathing habits. But what's a bad... I mean, okay, so it's...
Aquaman has bad bathing habits. I mean, really, does he really need to have any bathing... I mean, you know, like, does SpongeBob need to take a bath? Though he does. I've seen him take a bath on his show. Have you not seen SpongeBob take a bath?
Yes,
Come
I know.
Come on, they do a bubble bath and the whole thing.
I know.
SpongeBob's SquarePants. Lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Well, not everybody takes a shower every day. They just don't.
All right.
So anyway, they were chanting, take a shower.
Take a shower.
And he took it all in stride. He was pretty good.
Was he pretty good about it? I would have like turned around and said, shut the F up.
I don't think that would have gone over well.
I'm on live TV. You all go away.
Instead of chanting, they could have just presented him with a little bath gift set. A little scrubby, and it has those little bath bombs. A
couple of loofahs.
Yeah. Well, if someone hit you up on Tinder claiming to be Shaquille O'Neal, and you blew them off because you didn't believe them, you may have just made a huge mistake.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The real Shaq, huh? Well, see, I get that. I don't know if Tinder has little blue, you know, certification check marks like everybody else.
Oh.
On social, because I don't use it.
Well, and
because
Jimmy,
I don't need to get a date. And I'm still married, at least for the next 20 minutes. Sorry.
So anyway, on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week, Shaq said he did get on Tinder.
Yep.
But it didn't work out.
Oh, God.
Does that mean you got swiped right a lot?
Well, remember that Ben Affleck was on Tinder, right?
Yeah.
And nobody believed it was him. Or no.
Yeah, well, that's true.
No, there was a 20-year-old who said, "Who's this creepy old man?"
Oh, remember that?
It's like, oh, and then he started dating J-Lo like a week later. So I don't know what that was all about.
Oh,
kind of crazy about that
stuff. We kind of probably know what that's all about.
Yeah,
then,
well,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Do we really? Now I'm starting to wonder.
All right, so I was like, it's me, it's Shaq. I can't do Shaq.
Yeah, actually, that's not bad. Go ahead.
Now, she said, Shaq would never be on this, so I had to hit delete, and I had to delete my account.
Shaq would never be on Tinder, but apparently he was.
But apparently he
did. I didn't know he was single.
I didn't either.
I mean, we got to look that up now. We got to see that. Is Shaq single? Hang on a second. I don't have Siri working anymore. Shaq, single. Hang on. Sorry, I got to look this up. Is he married? It's actually, it says here, a romantic history is a roller coaster.
Oh, you know, if you're a relationship that's a roller coaster, just get off the ride.
No, I guess he got kids. He got kids. Had his first daughter with a girlfriend. I don't know how many kids he's got. How many kids does he have? He got married to his first wife in 02. Well, she looks like Halle Berry. I'm looking at this. She kind of looks like Halle Berry. But Halle Berry would have never been. Anyway. Jeez. Now he's like an aging inkjet printer salesman on TV, because that's what he does.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get a date on Tinder. Wow, Shaq. I think you've like stooped to some new lows. Oh, well, I did see him do the new Icy Hot commercial. Have you seen that? Where he's icy. He's like, and he puts it on his shoulder. And he's like, then he starts running. And I think that's a body double. Because Shaq don't run. I remember when Shaq played for the Lakers, he didn't run. He walked down the court. Shaq can't move that girth at a high speed. You know, and he probably should have stuck with the first wife who looked like Halle Berry. I mean, because if my first wife looked like Halle Berry, I'd still be married. If my first wife was Halle Berry, I'd still
But would she still be married to
well,
you?
Well, it doesn't matter. That
I know,
has
I know
no
this is your
consequence.
Fantasy.
That's right.
It's your
it's
football.
My fantasy. Exactly. And that's all it is. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.